Hello, my name is Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyAKnapp.com and Control-Altly on Twitter. I am an art and writing student, and this is my daily journal about my work learning how to become a better artist and writer. Today, I woke up and I worked for about 2 hours on my commissions on Fiverr. The lady that orders the previous two portraits asked for a third one, this one of her one-year-old grandson as a court jester. I've already done two for this lady, one of her granddaughter as a princess, and a second one of her grandson as a knight. So she's going to have a nice little collection by the time she's done ordering these, and I'm super excited to do them. I finished that in about 2 hours. Then I had some chores and interruptions. It was really hard to get a long day in today, but I ended up making it happen eventually. At one point during one of the downtimes, I bought a premium membership for DeviantArt with the money I earned from Fiverr and updated my D account to premium so that I could change my name from Weeahoo to Ashley A. Knapp. That way my branding would be consistent along my original art channels. So I'm pretty happy about that. So now when I do the feed-through loop that I created the other day, where it goes from DeviantArt to Tumblr to Twitter and Facebook, it will all be tagged as Ashley A. Knapp, which should help my search results and my consistency when people find my artwork. Additionally, I didn't get to it until late in the evening, but I finally tackled two of the Ed2Go assignments that I'd been dreading from my Make Money From Writing class. The first one was the ghostwriting assignment, where we were to write 200 words. It's the beginning of The Tale of Two Cities. We were supposed to rewrite it as three different celebrities. Or, I guess Confucius isn't a celebrity. Famous people? One of them was Confucius, the other was Oprah Winfrey, and the third was Elvis. I finally sat down and tried to do research this time, and for some reason it went much better this time. And I made a blog post about that on my blog, which is at ashleyaknapp.com, and the blog post is titled Writing in the Voice of Another, the Ghostwriting Assignment. I learned a lot from that, and I think you should check out the blog post if you want the general idea, and if you want to try it yourself. And I also had to write a 200-word letter about my biggest writing challenge to the instructor. And for that one, I wrote that my biggest writing challenge is my fear that I do not go out and live life enough, that I'm too happy being introverted, and a lot of writing books say that you can't learn anything that way. So I wrote about that as my greatest challenge. Not really having to do with writing, it's more like a context thing. And then, on and off today, I tried to read a book that another one of my classes recommend I check out called The Courage to Write. I did not like it. I posted a really short review of it today, and I didn't get past page 40. I just felt like it was too much like self-help, and it was maybe would create a problem in people that didn't already have one with the tone and conviction with which it was written. And if it did convince people there was a problem writing, that would be good for the author because they are our writing coach and seminar speaker that helps deal with the anxiety the book is treating and also creating. It's kind of a loop. So if you like it, that's cool, but it did not do anything for me, and I'm going to return to the library unread. And then I spent about 1 hour working on artwork of my original character, Mallow, from my unnamed Swords and Sorcery novel. I'm just trying to get more art of them done, because I spend a lot of time on art trades for other people, but I've never really drawn these characters for a long time and put a lot of effort into it. And finally, I think that's all I did today. Yep. So thank you for listening.